Council regular meeting Wednesday, September 21st, 2016, year of our Lord. I'd like to welcome everyone here today. A little housekeeping, we want to have the Bureau come in executive session. I have a OST resolution over a grant, excuse me, over a monies on an account of OST we haven't talked about, but it was brought up in your last endeavor where we brought in the last account, which is going to be paid out in December. And it's approximately $152,000 plus. The other concern I have is I have a effort that I sent to you. I hope everyone got it. It will be under new business, item A. The comment also is that on the ODOT project on J Vine intersection, we have a, we probably need to go ahead and do a resolution, so I'm sending a letter. Sometimes I think when we have this multiple contractors on the project, maybe we just start doing a resolution on the project, and then that way they can all use that. Is there anything you folks like to add? With that, I'd like to ask everyone to stand up and we'll ask for a prayer. Wakanda, all the Wakanda, thank you, Nasi, Kiwi, Kanami. Awate, Nika, Baki, Iha, Kahombra, Kongra, Ah, Wahati, Hompade, Kaha. My Lord, I ask for prayers upon my people. I ask that you come down and bless all of them. I ask that you help us in our hearts and our minds. I ask you to help the ones that are sick today, Lord, and the ones that are in mourning. We have so many things that we have to be thankful for, but yet we have to survive this world. We can't do it without you. We haven't lasted this long without you. We can't go forward without you. These are our people, and then you'll be our God. Our ancient ones put everything on it, and we won't forget them. That one day we'll live in paradise and that forever day in heaven. All of our people are there. One day, they said, that last person, there's going to be two left on earth. One of them's going to be Osei. And then that our time will end. We had people way back there that thought about everything. They didn't think about tomorrow's resolution. They didn't think tomorrow's calendar. They thought about the end of time. What does their people do, Lord, to get there? We are struggling, Lord. You're going to have to help us. We are not giving everything we have of heart and soul. Our minds are mistakenly directing us elsewhere. I ask you to bring us back home. Help our people here. Help all that's concerned, all that can hear my voice. And I ask for a special blessing for our soldiers in the field and their families that are waiting. Our souls that we send home, Lord, I ask that they always be watched over, that somehow they can look down upon us and they'll rejoice in heaven. I ask Jesus Christ to help all people on this planet. We're going through so much turmoil, so much violence, and so much that we don't even know how it's going to stop. But we have to have faith in our Lord that he will come down with his archangels and destroy our enemies. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry, brother.
Here.
Councilman Crum?
Oh, here.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Here.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Councilman Yates?
Present.
Thank you very much. I'd like to have our captain's report. You've all received it from the nation, from Ms. Rowe, Ms. Young. Is there any questions on it? Seeing none, I'd like to go on to Mr. Swan's report, please. Mr. Swan, you have the floor.
Start with our August Osei information sheet. Total collection in August, $2,644,749.18. The average price per barrel of oil in July, $43.63 a barrel. Our average high posted price for August is $41.05 a barrel. Our average daily barrel of oil produced in July $11,289 barrels. Gross barrels produced in July, $349,954 barrels. Royalty barrel, $54,339. Royalty barrel versus gross barrel, 15.53%. Our total oil royalties collected in August, $2,368,913. Gas royalties, $205,462. Tank bottoms, $223. Gives us a total oil and gas royalties collected in August, $2,574,598. And our bonus for July was $1.93 per barrel average.
Thank you, Jim. Council, do you have any questions? With that, I'd like to move on to the BIA superintendent.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Thank you, Jim.
During the month of August, the branch of field operations reported 4,074 purchase line tickets were reviewed and scanned into the system. 37 leases were checked for production and primary term. 133 lease inspections and 34 follow-up inspections were performed. There were 11 gas meter calibration proofings witnessed. 24 spills were inspected and there were 37 follow-ups. 71 tanks were gauged. The branch of lease management reported 3 assignments, 35 division orders, and were approved, and there were 33 leases that were terminated. We also reported for producing wells for the month of August, there's 18,093, less 3,246 for saltwater disposal and other wells. The lease management also recorded for other minerals under 25 CFR Part 214 that APAC reported through 33,860 tons at a royalty paid of $18,284.49. Candy Creek Crusher, 11,655 tons, paid royalty of $5,944.10. Casey Heidman had reported 4,586.2 cubic yards. You'll see that I'll need to check on that. Something's wrong there. So with the royalty paid of $3,439, we had a total of 6 requests for lease information. One was considered FOIA. The others were non-FOIA. The branch of subsurface minerals reported 1 drilling permit was approved, 9 workover permits were approved, and 18 plugging permits were approved. The branch of accounting sent out late assessment notices, sent 25 out, and we also reported 41 missing lessee report notices were sent out. The branch of enforcement lease compliance reported 50 non-compliance notices, 3 fine letters, and 6 extension letters were recorded. And I believe that you got a copy of the approved pending permits plus the pending for 2014 as well as 2016, and it identified exactly why they're pending. And I think that's about it. I do want to talk to you in executive session.
Yes, we've announced that also. I'm looking down at 3,255 saltwater disposals. Is that the real number? We've heard different numbers from different federal agencies. Is that our number there?
That is our number, yes. That's what we should.
Okay. Council, do you have any questions? Councilwoman and Councilman Yates.
I just have a question about the field manning. Are they working during the weekends?
They are. They are working on the weekends on the land buyback, and they're being paid out of the land buyback budget.
Okay, so they're not doing actual gauging or anything?
They're not doing anything that's oil and gas related.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ms. Phillips, may have been already recorded, but have we set a date for the semi-annual improvement meeting?
No, we have not. No, we have not. I sent over, I think, an email to you all asking for those dates. So that'd be good if I could get something so I can give it to Mr. Black.
Okay, I'm just kind of bringing that to council's attention. We probably need to move on it since it's end of September and I don't have calendar time. Need to probably get that wrapped up pretty quick.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have a question. I don't see it here anywhere in my, I'm sure maybe I'm overlooking it. Produced barrels, do we produce any less barrels?
Should be.
I didn't see it. I've got two pages here. Yeah, the barrels that we just produced.
Go ahead.
Councilwoman, I believe the produced barrels is on Jim's report.
Jim's side, okay.
Yeah, it's in there every time.
$11,289.
Is that less than the bargain?
Of course it is.
Are we sure that it's,
Madam, can I ask you a question?
It's not an error, is it? I mean, is that actually would produce less?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to know if there was an error in it. This is my way of bringing it up.
Yes, ma'am.
I actually have something to bring up with Robin. I may be stepping on her, what she wants to talk to us an executive on. I don't know, but.
Quiet.
The, huh?
What's that?
Yeah, well, what I'm going to suggest, the other day it was brought to our attention by way of a man, you know, needing a lease, that there is the practice in some areas at least, by some producers of using gas from one lease to do lifting or compression on another lease, which is against the CFR, both the new ones and the old ones. And I think this practice is not isolated what we saw the other day. And I wonder, and I also think that it's been allowed by the BIA over years. I think that I don't know whether people snuck to do it or whether they had permission to do it or how it worked, but the BIA was certainly not very proactive in ferreting this out and stopping it. So, and I'm concerned about lessees that are doing that right now thinking that they're doing things fine because it's been fine of what they've been doing. They know where they've not been challenged for doing. I would suggest that the BIA produce a letter to them, communication to them, that lets them know that this is a practice that cannot happen, and if they're doing so, they need to come talk to you and figure out what we're going to do about it.
Council, have anything to add to that? Is there any other comments you have?
No, that's.
Right.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for the report, Ms. Phillips. The price of oil per barrel has dropped about $6, but we're losing about 1,400 barrels a day from last year. And then Jim's report, this is really good. Our royalty rate has dropped, so I'm assuming that's indicative of a lot more of the bulk of the production's coming out of the Chaparral lease than what we're seeing anywhere else because of the lower royalties. You have any comments on?
Well, the royalty rate hasn't changed. It's just the price, the economy right now, what can you say?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, if the gross royalty rate stayed from as last year, I would assume that the production stayed equivalent. However, our royalty continues to drop, percentage as a whole. You follow what I'm saying, Mr. Strong?
I think what I followed just right, it because the price is down and production down a little bit. And last year, a year ago, we had some additional money come in on the quarter from Devon.
Okay, so
to play it out.
So you're saying that probably bumped the royalty rate up?
A year ago.
A year ago? Because I've kind of been tracking this just mentally, and it seems to me we continue lowering the royalty rate as a whole.
Yeah.
But which I assume that's contributed to, we continue to get more and more chaparral, which is only an eighth lease, as opposed to one-fifth royalties countywide, or a lot of them one-fifth, three-sixteenths.
I agree.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, the other question, I just, Bureau, do you see just conventional barrels outside of the chaparral lease that's falling? Do we think that's falling? That's any lease outside of chaparral or the Burbank CO2 flood?
I think that's something we'd probably have to get with the county and confirm through them.
Is that something you could get for me? We want to compare how many barrels outside of chaparral and the CO2 flood, the performance of how's that going? Is it going up? Is it going down? Countywide, I got a feeling that it's continuing to go down. I'm just basing a swirling on this royalty rate continue to drop.
Okay, I'll get with the county.
Okay, we'll like to see it for like last year, maybe even the year before 2014.
Okay. Yeah, I think he can actually create a graph.
Okay.
And just on the numbers here alone, we're talking 48% drop from a year ago. Council.
No, not 48%.
No, I'm just looking at, we have 4,329 on the dollars, and then this is 2,600. Now am I correct?
Well, I would agree that dollars is, because the price is half as much or less, but.
I concur, that's what I said the first time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, sir, but that wasn't my question.
Okay, try.
Or even my Please. Statement. I too been kind of watching this, and one thing I think, it'd be nice if we had this all digital. We could really look at that every day and do it. And one of these days, that's going to happen. We'll be able to look at that and run that data without having to go back to accounting and seeing all that. It'll be right there for us to do. But one thing we know from talking to folks is that the lift cost on that electricity got too high on those horizontals to pay for those big downhole pumps. And so we know they shut down. One of them, when we were discussing the injection wells that were impacted in the Big Bend, we know that we already heard that Chaparral has pretty much quit using the ones that were running off of those horizontals that they've done there. So I suspect again, it'd be wonderful to be able to just call that up, and I hope it will. But I suspect that we can see that some of that 20% oil, some of the biggest pieces of 20% oil are not producing right now. So, of course, that means that the lesser ones, whether it's the chaparral, which I'm sure it's a huge bunch, but you know, that's just 12.5% royalty out there. And then we have lots of it at 316s and stuff. And those, there's many of those, I'm sure, that have shut down also, because the lift costs and the production costs got greater than the price. And then, of course, once they shut them down, it's going to have to be in a profitable mode again before they start back up, you know. So it's pretty obvious that I think that's the case going on, and I look forward to if we get any data where we can pin down bigger pieces of that, that's great. I'd really like to see that.
Thank you, Councilman.
I want to thank the Councilman for bringing that up.
Just another question on your approved drilling permit. I see one. I noticed that yesterday. I appreciate you sending that out early so we could take a look at it yesterday. I saw the one. What's the status of that? Are we actually drilling? What's the status?
Well, we should be able to go over and see what was approved. It was a drilling with Cardinal River.
Okay. Does anybody know what's going on there? We got the APD approved, or is it actually drilling? Or
well, I don't know if they've started drilling.
We had to check with the subsurface. They usually get a notice when it commences drilling, so we could check with them.
Okay. And then I want a follow-up question. I know reading in the Oil and Gas Journal yesterday that ConocoPhillips has abandoned deep water operations. And I guess, you know, should we that's the kind of decisions I like to see. What kind of operations are moving forward, and which ones are taking a nosedive in Osage County? I hear Mr. Crum's comments on horizontals, which I tend to agree. You know, what's the performance of our standard verticals in the mom pots, smaller producers versus performance of, say, short, some of the guys that are producing a lot of barrels. What type of technologies are continuing to decline, and which technologies are faltering in this climate that we have? I know we've got some cursory remarks on what's going on. I'd like to see some details, maybe talk to your petroleum folks and see if they can give us some answers. If that's possible, I know that I'd like to see it. We don't have that capacity on our end. We don't have a petroleum person hired like we wanted to early on. So we're going to have to rely on the Bureau, if that's okay, if their petroleum folks can say, hey, this is what's going on, this is what we feel. Horizontals are taking impact, or, you know, due to the regulations, which I got a strong feeling it's regulations that's really hitting this spot. And we just need some commentary, if that's okay.
We'll see if we can start including that in the monthly report.
That would be great. Thank you.
And, I'm sorry.
Please.
On the approved permit for September 2016, you'll be able to see all of the permits this is provided to you, the workovers and the plugins and the drilling and who they all went to. Okay?
Okay.
We're trying to be as transparent as possible.
We appreciate that.
Yes, it's looking good.
I have a question. If I recall, correct me if I'm wrong, but at one point you told us that there only is 36 well permits approved. That was for 2014, 2015, 6 months of 2016. You know whether or not those wells have been drilled?
No, I can't say that I do know. But I will see about reporting that to you next month.
If not before. You were, you know, I think it was 6 months of 2016, so 36 wells permitted. You gave us the information for which I don't have in front of me, but that's what I did recall. But I would love to know if those wells have been drilled. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Council, do you have anything else?
Oops, I'll let you type.
For our websites, okay. For the nation. I announced that Friday. Anything you'd like to add to that, Superintendent?
No, thank you.
Okay. With that, I'd like to move into our next service. Mr. Brock's handing out the OST information. They have a draft resolution for us. Very small account, but it has to follow suit of what we did on the last account. Just get my officer information. With that, I'd like to learn a new business. Double G Oil.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're just here to follow up on our presentation that we made to the council in executive session. We're here to answer any follow-up questions that you might have. As requested, I provided a written proposal on behalf of Double G, so I'll just be ready for any questions you might have.
As requested, council, I'll send this, we got this out yesterday. It went out today, then I think they should be able to get time to review it.
Mr. Chairman, everything is according to what we normally look to do, except perhaps the minimum royalty. But I, as I stated last time, I'm willing to look at this because of the trouble this gentleman has had.
That's
he paid for it once. He's been trying to get it. He'll be able to put a well in place immediately and producing gas on it. And then he has others that are plant in the very near future. So I would like to say that I'm willing to vote for this.
I'd like to entertain a motion.
But I would like to ask him a question before he gets away after we voted, but I will move that we accept his proposal.
What's the royalty? I'm sorry.
It's 20%.
20%.
Yeah, what he has down here is the primary term, 2 years, gas royalty, 20%, one-fifth, oil royalty, one-fifth, and that is bonus is the minimum for it. So that's, which is slightly less than what, you know, we like, but we're taking it, so.
I'll make a motion we accept this. I'll just need a second.
I'll second that. I'll second.
Counsel, I gave you the motion. You entertained it?
Yep. Excuse me?
You have the motion to go ahead and bring this. I'm just waiting on your second.
He can give it a second.
I know. I just want you to concur with that.
Yeah.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Crenn, seconded by Councilman Yates. Any other discussion? Seeing none, call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwalla?
Yes.
Councilman Crenn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Wait, I'd like to pick his brain for just one second.
Yes, go ahead, please.
The discussion we just had. I see down here that you've got two wells permitted. Is that what I read down below?
We got four permitted, but we've drilled two, and that's why I'm a partner at the end of the day, because we're setting pump jacks today.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking, because that feels right into the discussion we were having.
That's what I said.
How was your experience on getting the permit?
Well, it was a while getting them. We put them in. I can't remember exact day. It was right at a year. It's been over a year since we asked for them. But we got them, I think, in May, last of May, first of June.
Okay.
And we finally got them drilled here.
And it was probably EA stuff that told me after, perhaps?
Well, it's just, I don't know. We went through the tribe down here to get our EA and our bug study done. In fact, we did the bug study a year ago, just the last day before the winter deal. So that's when we were hoping to get them back. So we've been a full year.
Okay.
But they look real good. They really did.
Okay.
So we're excited.
All right. Thank you. I always like to pick a producer's brain.
We're gonna try and get the other two drilled by the end of the year.
Okay. Good.
Dylan, I want you to feel these questions.
Are you are they charging you for this?
Are
you pro bono? What's the tribe? Is it
No, it's the walk.
Craig Walker.
Craig Walker, yeah. Craig Walker. I was back down there with Andrew. They charge us for them, yeah.
Okay.
But they got a group. I don't know for sure. I can't remember the name of the group. But he did a really good job.
Awesome. Very good.
He did. And I'm commending both of those studies and the PA.
Council, we have any more questions?
Ms. Phillips, have you, with the tribe, VA folks, and then what you see out there, what's your comments already on the performance of the tribe and their development?
I really am not able to speak to that effect because I've got the ranch of environmental, so I would need to probably get with him to give you a comment.
Okay.
But we do hope to get better as far as a year goes. So we'll get there.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming environmental and your end, working with the nation on their end to get these leases approved quickly.
Yes. Okay. To get the permits to drill quickly. We're trying to do everything we can to work with the lessee in getting these done expeditiously. Sometimes it takes a little bit more than what
we want. Is there anything we, this is a later conversation. Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Well, we had a list of several people that could do the EA, but we chose these because they do work closely with the BIA. And I didn't want something I paid several thousand dollars for to come in and not be what they want. And so Greg down there working daily with Ben. And I felt comfortable that when it was finished, and he did finish it timely, and so I felt comfortable it was what they would want.
Yes.
I'm happy with it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Go make us some money.
You are.
I'd like to move on to the next item. Farnell Petroleum Corporation. Which is all here, so.
Good morning, council. I'm just here to answer any other questions you folks may have on what we're proposing. I would like to get the leases if we could and drill our first well to southeast border. We don't know anything about getting permits, I assume you folks would go to the next cluster. That's kind of what I know.
Yes, sir. It's underneath the GG.
Okay.
I just want to find it. With that, council, do you have any questions? I think you're paying motion.
That's what I intend to do. I move that we accept the proposal. It hits all the marks. It's 2 years. $50 a hundred, remember?
That's correct.
And so. And they're ready to go to work. So I'm intending to go for it.
I have a motion on the floor for Councilman Crown, seconded by Councilman Redcorn. For Fidel Petroleum, southeast quarter, northeast quarter, 22295. Is there any other discussion? I'll call for the question. Seeing none, I'd like the question, please.
Councilman Tishwalla?
Yes.
Councilman Crown?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We wish you all the best.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Good luck.
Next, we move on to Burdick, Chris Valley Electric. Is any of the representatives here? This is the project up on the Pond Creek. We need the resolution on the letter. They're going to not have any dirt work. With that, I'd like to ask the council for a motion to approve me sending it in the letter.
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Boone, seconded by Councilwoman Irwin. Any other discussion? I'd like to call for the question. Letter to Burnt Creek Valley. Allow them to waive the permit in Lone Sandy Shore.
Councilman Crown?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwalla?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. With that, I'd like to move into item number D. We're going to talk a little bit about this lawsuit that we just got out of the Supreme Court with. Council, would you like to bring in some of that in minutes?
Part of the 32-page thing?
I said read something.
I was not prepared to look.
Okay, that's fine. I'll be right back to you. Right.
Chairman, thank you for your recognition. As I stated last Friday, I don't think this should be on the Mineral Council agenda, and I don't think it needs to be discussed among the chambers. I believe it's a personal issue, and therefore I don't want to participate in the discussion of this item in the Mineral Council chambers.
Okay. Council, do you have any other effort? I'd like to go to Councilman Crown and Councilwoman Boone.
So, I'm going to go ahead and step out, Chairman, while we discuss
two, actually, that I believe them to be a related question, and something the council needs to decide how we're gonna go forward with things on both these actions. And that's the reason I believe that it needs to be here, but it definitely is. The, both of them, the ethics lawsuit was based around the idea that we were separate, we did not belong under the nation's ethics law. And the letter we sent to the BIA, the next thing on the agenda, was based on the fact that we were not under, that we're, that the Osage tribe is a separate entity to the Osage Nation, and that certain trust assets have been transferred from the Osage tribe to the Osage Nation in a questionable or perhaps illegal manner. We want the BIA's answer on that. Their answer came back that we should go to, that it was an internal matter, and which is not too surprising since there's already been federal court rulings and that sort of thing in the past years that said the exact same thing. And their responses before to other actions, legal actions, was that this was an internal matter, we need to solve it among ourselves. The ruling that we got back from the Supreme Court touched on the very same questions, the ruling I'm talking about now back to the ethics lawsuit. They took the opportunity, instead of a narrow thing, yes, you are part of it, to go ahead and explain why, and they were very adamant and expanded on it a great deal on the fact that, yes, the Osage, what was the Osage, known as the Osage Tribe, became known as the Osage Nation, nothing changed in terms of ownership of assets, trust assets. So I think we need to figure out whether we're going to keep going down this road or whether we're not. And I'm not necessarily talking about whether what the original trial court rules on the ethics case. I'm talking about an overall idea. Are we going to keep fighting things between the nation and us under the assumption that we are a separate entity and are not part of the Osage Nation? I think we need to figure this out because we make decisions based on that idea. And an example of right now, I would love to have a bill before the Osage Congress that would make it a law that people cannot come into the Osage Reservation, to the Osage Nation, to the Osage County, and disturb the mineral estate without a permit. You know, we have certain laws that say that if you move 5,000, just like we dealt with today, with the sandy soil, if you move more than 5,000 cubic feet of soil, there's a benchmark there. We could have set benchmarks that said they had to come and have a permit. Our attorneys advised us that we should do that. The attorneys that you guys are really fond of advised us to do that. Many of the council members were resistant, said that we didn't need that, we didn't need the nation doing anything for us. But then the attorney came back and advised, well, you can do that if you want, you can pass your own, but you won't have any monitoring, you won't have any enforcement, and you won't have a court to go to unless the Osage Congress passes a law that says that. So, and that's just an example of the different ways we missed the boat, of being able to promote in my opinion, you know, support the mineral estate and properly run it, because we're caught up with this idea that we have to be some way at tension and at odds with the Osage Nation. There's most certainly instances where we want to protect our ability to be the ones who run the mineral estate. Don't get me wrong, that is paramount. That's something I've said the Constitution was wrong the whole time, and wanted to try and change it to make it better. But we need to quit, we need to decide if we're gonna continue this idea that we are separate, even though we keep losing court cases. So that's why I put this on.
Yes, sir. Councilwoman Garland.
Oh, I thought I was next.
No, you are next, go ahead.
Both of you, first of all, I wanna say, I thank Councilman Redcorn for leaving the room. As we all know, the three of us did not participate in this lawsuit, Gavin Brown, Andrew Dix, and Tommy Redcorn, so I commend him for leaving. Both of these situations could go further. I still believe that in the Constitution, it says that we are an independent agency, and we can promulgate our own rules and regulations. It says that in the Constitution, Article 15, Section 4. But I too am anxious to see where this is gonna take us. I have a lot of questions about the conclusion of this lawsuit in the aspect of, if we follow the nation's rules, does that mean some of our people will have to make a choice of either being on the mayor's council or stepping down? Because the Constitution says you can't work for the nation and then be an elected official. I have other questions about, are our employees actually our employees? Or now are they nation employees? I have questions on all of these issues, but I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, well, let me start by saying, we are allowed to formulate policies and regulations. We had our attorneys send us some administrative policies and procedures. They were in draft form, and before I could even get to read them, they were given to the principal chief, who then sent them over to the attorney general. I had an attorney general's opinion on it before we could even read the rough draft. Now, we're entitled to do this, to have our own policies and procedures. And whoever, Gavin, sent this over to the chief, you know, we weren't given the opportunity to do what we needed to do. Because ethically, we can have our own policy and procedures. I was just told that over there at the Attorney General's office. And we wouldn't have to be underneath them if we had our own. But apparently, you know, some people don't want us to have our own.
Are you finished?
No, I'm not.
Mr. Chairman, I was...
Well, yeah, I don't know. You talked about...
Wait a second, now, hang on.
I mean, on both of the agenda at the same time.
I'd like to allow you to have a comment.
I'm glad that you... First off, I don't believe we ever tried to have a ethics policy and procedures that dealt with the ethics filing of the papers. We didn't have that because... And I'm glad that you heard that now from somebody because... When this happened, I told you that. If you recall, I was part of the holdout of sending it over because I wanted to set it up where we had our own policies and procedures that was not in conflict with theirs. I explained to you very plainly at the time, this is what we need to do, and if we do, you take all their thunder away. And that we needed to pass those, that the exact thing you're proposing now, I proposed before we ever got involved in it. But instead, we had a meeting with the attorney, and he proposed that we didn't need to do that because we weren't a part of it, and you guys all believed it, and you went with it, and that's when I said, no, I'm not going to be a part of it anymore, because we can solve this without spending a dime of the head right holder's money, and we're going to have a fight that's going to end up just like what happened, that we were going to lose because we were going into their court with an argument that we knew wasn't going to work. Or I knew it wasn't going to work because it's already been ruled on in federal court. So yes, I'm glad at that. But if you're not holding up, I don't think a set of rules. I would never propose a set of rules that was ethics to match that. Never saw one, and don't accuse me of giving anybody anything because I have not done it.
I didn't say that.
I said somebody.
Wait a second, let me talk. No more redundancy. Get it out, throw it once, let's go on. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I think if we've done our own policies and procedures without any interference from people that really didn't want us to be there and have our own policies and procedures and they go see us under the nation,
If they hadn't done the things they did, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't spend any money. We were set up to fail. And I don't like that.
Is that it?
That's it.
Councilwoman Green.
I just want to add that because it was in the LSA Commission Court and the judges are all appointed, I didn't expect a favorable opinion. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
The water had been tested before. It didn't get pushed to this event before us. And I understand it. I've already heard the, I'm under the nation. I understand that. But you have to wait till this court gives a decision before you start saying anything about what, why, and where. And I understand this effort. You don't have to walk out when you have to give it up like I did over something like this. Now, I understand the journalistic effort against this. That's fine. I've been on enough of these governments. I know. I do concur with Councilman Cronin's that even our chief talked to it at an OSA meeting. We want some changes. We'll go through Congress. And if they want us under the nation, then start paying our bills. We've been to two federal court cases. No one helped us. No one. So if we're going to keep on fighting, let's fight something we're going to win, because we're going to really have trouble getting this windfall. Secondly, I went ahead and signed it after I got the ruling. I didn't guess or estimate my value to this nation. Don't underestimate yours. We're going to try our best to walk a line that try to perceive this as what is the answer. The answer is a different government. It has to be jailed. The separation, and it's more like it. Councilman Davis, thank you.
I agree with Councilman Raycorn in one aspect. It was personal and individual. I don't believe the issue was that on this meeting, because he was elected to have the mineral say in the shareholders. And this lawsuit is fatal for the shareholders. So I think we should be held accountable for what we spent on this discussion. And I'd like to find out what we did spend depending on these individuals on this case. Third, you said that they need to start supporting us. Well, that's been proposed. They've asked us several times to submit a budget to Congress. And we could submit a budget to Congress if we decided to be a part of the nation and say that, you know, that maybe just the space costs and the indirect costs. You know.
They are approving our budget, though. Goes in with the executive, the minerals of state, the one we work on.
We got that budget, but we could also submit a budget to Congress, like Associated Nation Conference. If we would do that, but we have never done that. And it's been, you know, it's been suggested several times when I was chair.
Okay. Sorry, thank you so much. Councilman Cronin.
Again, let's go back to the beginning. These were put out two different agenda items. I didn't change it. They were one thing to me, and that was discussed for half over. I agree that there's no actionable that could be taken on the ethics lawsuit this time, because all of it is better to refer back to the trial court. So the council, as whether they have any right to do that or not, to vote on it, that's another question about whether we should have been paying for it out of that. Head right over the money. I don't know. I never brought that up. If I did, not today. However, we do have a letter back. We paid Fredericks and Morgan and them a lot of money to develop a thesis on how we would go forward with establishing that this building here belonged to the Osage tribe, which was by that thesis is represented by us, the Minerals Council. Whether all the villages, all the everything that was trust before 2006, we got a letter back from them saying solve it internally. Now that probably is actionable by us now. The only reason that the other one comes up is because we already have a ruling that almost exactly follows that. So I hope at least we're not going to sue the Old States Nation to get that same ruling again. But I think it's time to start talking about how we're going to work together with them and do this. And this is why I brought the whole thing up, was to throw it out there that these two things have happened. We voted to do them in open meeting, and we're spending money. We spent money on both of them. Well, I assume we continue to spend money on the ethics case because it is not over with yet. So there will still be money spent on that, but we should be willing to talk about this in open meeting. And let's get a consensus on whether we're going to keep fighting this fight or not. And it needs to be talked out. It might not work today, but I'm trying to start the conversation.
Thank you.
Which one?
All of them.
The fight that says that we're a separate. Well, the fight I'm talking about, I will clarify, the fight I'm talking about is that the Osage tribe still exists, and the 2006 Constitution did not blend the Osage tribe and the rest of into one entity known as the Osage Nation. That fight, that's the one we fight on both of them. We might as well admit that, and it's been, as I said before, we make decisions every day in this place based on that theory. And if we're going to go forward by making those decisions, let's get it out there and let's talk about it.
Councilwoman Harwood, okay. This is the end of the subject.
Okay, well, I would like to say that on that letter that you were talking about, that is in regards to the assets that belong to the Osage militants. Now, I think we're here to protect and defend their assets. Now, I don't believe legally you can give somebody's property away to someone else. I don't believe just by changing the name, you can give that away. I truly believe, in my opinion, that actually, that we need to do something about that and defend that. We're not only talking about everything up here, we're talking about head rights, land, we're talking about everything before 2006. That belongs to the annuitants. And they should be able to reap the rewards from it. And I personally think it's a breach of trust. That's just how I think about it.
Does that take care of that?
That takes care of that.
I think we've ended on those two items. The response, I understand that. I'd like to move on to executive session. I'd like to entertain a motion.
Make a motion to the executive session.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Irwin to go to executive. I need a second.
Second.
I have a second by Councilman Tichelaw. Call for the question.
Councilwoman Irwin?